98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Great news for fans of Niall Horan. He's coming to Three Arena on Monday the 9th and Tuesday the 10th of November.
Oh, two nights for our Niall. Good for you, Niall.
So obviously his album Dinner Party is coming out in June. The single is out at the moment. And he was on the Claudia Winkleman show last weekend.
Yeah, it was him and Joanne McNally on the same couch. Haven't actually watched the show. I saw a few clips online.
Yeah, Niall just, he looks great. His style is fantastic. His hair, I have hair envy of Niall Horan.
Yeah, his hair is unbelievable.
He's got great hair.
That's definitely a blow dry with the curly brush.
It definitely
is. He couldn't get that volume with anything else,
and
do you know?
Every colour and style he's done over the course of his career is like, he did the blonde, he did the frosted tips.
Everything suits him.
And now he's gone like much darker.
Yeah,
and
natural.
And I'm like, Niall, you look great.
He's
such a lovely guy.
Well, that's very exciting for fans of Niall Horan. So a great gig in, you said November.
In November, the 9th and 10th, tickets go on sale on Thursday, the 2nd of April, which is next Thursday. Lads, it's April already. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. This year is flying. I also mentioned there that I hadn't watched the Claudia Winkleman show. I haven't watched the new season of Bridgerton.
No, I dropped off that now a good while ago.
Yeah, the last one I watched was Jonathan Bailey. Yeah. Oh, no, I saw a bit of Nicola Coughlan. Sorry,
she
was fantastic.
I think I watched season one.
Yeah. Well, they've announced the leads for season 5.
Oh, go on.
And it's a bit unexpected, guys. Yeah. In my opinion, I thought that this was going to be Eloise's turn, but no, season 5 is going to focus on the romance between Francesca and her late husband's cousin, Michaela.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's a plot twist, is it?
Female love story.
Eloise, is that the gal who is also in Line of Duty?
Yes, she is played by Claudia Jessi, and
that's
she
her.
Was in Line of Duty season 4. She worked in the police department with Roz Huntley.
And
I remember her doing an interview saying that she didn't love that character. Now am still convinced that her character could make a reappearance in Line of Duty.
That everyone might come back.
But it's not Eloise's turn, and maybe that is because the actress is going to be on set for Line of Duty. Instead, it's Fran and Michaela. It's great to see a same-sex love story.
It is. Detective Shackleton there
takes
now.
Center
like, she's
stage.
Not available because she's filming something else.
Promote me to DCI.
Oh, you're DCI in my heart. Come here, In-N-Out Burger, which I think we once had in LA, did we?
We did, Brendan.
I think we might have done. They're opening a pop-up for today and today only in Dublin.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah, at the Harbour Master. Yes, today. I just had to double check. At the Harbour Master in the IFSC.
That's so random.
Yeah, they don't have square burgers. That's the other place, isn't it? I think it's Wendy's. So In-N-Out, there's a pop-up today between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Harbour Master in the IFSC. I hear people talk about these all the time. So if you fancy a bit of that, it's one day only. I'd imagine the queues will be long and they'll set out quite fast.
Whenever I did my J1, I used to get it in LA when I lived in LA, lol.
I love this.
Oh, when I say that, I was there for 3 months.
Yeah.
And they do an animal fry.
What's an animal fry?
It's basically chips with a secret sauce on top.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's what I always remember
from
In-N-Out Burger.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Terry and Ranala, who says, my little win is my 4:30 p.m. meeting today has been cancelled, so I know already I can clock off early.
Sorry, I love when that happens.
Go on, Terry.
Yeah, go on, Terry. We have a little win in from Dylan this morning as well.
My little win is that today in school, we get the Chromebooks and we get to write a story. Very cool.
Dylan.
Love that.
Oh, the technology.
Yeah. And a bit of creative writing.
Do you remember in primary school, this happened in mine anyway, that you'd go to computer class?
No, we didn't have computers in my primary school.
I had a computer class.
I'm a couple of years before, you know, there weren't any computers.
And they'd be teaching you how to type using the keyboard.
No, that happened in secondary school for me.
Yeah. Oh me, I'm so young.
Stewie Byrne here. We've a 3.5 month baby at home and he's sleeping 8 hours all night, every night.
Oh, sorry, Stuart. That's the dream and congratulations.
8 hours a night, he sounds like me.
Here's Jean.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan and all of Dublin and all of 98 FM. My little win today is that I'm going to my niece Aura's confirmation. It's going to be a lovely day. Apart from the fact that it's freezing cold and we might have a little bit of snow and hail and rain. Oh my God, it's freezing outside. Anyhow, the confirmation, and we're going for a bite to eat in the Merry Plowboy. So it's going to be a lovely, lovely day.
Oh, Jean, that'll be fabulous.
Oh yeah, I can. That's lovely, the Merry Plowboy, is it?
Yeah, it's
is
up the mountains.
It's up the mountains, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a soup there once.
Did you, Brendan?
I did.
Oh, go on. Mm.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. It's Faye here from Ballyferma. And my little win is that I got tickets for the Bella Kay concert.
Oh, go on, Faye.
Very good.
Gosh, all the gigs being announced, guys.
So
and
many.
Here's Ellie's little win.
I had a gymnastics competition and I won 2 medals on my birthday. And I'm going out with my friends for my birthday today.
Ellie, happy birthday and congratulations.
Sorry, not one, but 2 medals and on your birthday. Incredible.
Guys, thank you all so much for sending in your little wins. Dylan, Stewart, Jean, Faye and Ellie, we are sending you all out IMC Cinema Pass.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of prizes.
Lots of meat.
And even more glamour.
98 FM.
Good morning and you're very welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy, your chance to win massive prizes by sending Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and trying to say the same 3 words as each other. Here's AI Us with the details.
Cook up an absolute feast with this brand new air fryer.
We're sorting you out with a €100 butcher's voucher. Ooh.
And if your Bosch is out of control, get it summer ready with this cordless strimmer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, those
so
two.
So immature.
Oh, good morning to David in Malahide, who's on the school run. David, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, David. Does your bush need trimming? If it's not too personal a question.
We're going to go for the trimmer if we win, yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, very good. David, who's in the car with you this morning?
I have Jack, Hugo and Liam, all from Pope John Paul's in Malahide.
Pope John Paul's in Malahide. And David, am I right in saying that Jack, Hugo and Liam are all the exact same age?
They are indeed,
they're all
yeah.
9.
Yeah, they are.
Excellent
indeed, yeah.
Well, good morning, guys. Have you been practicing for this big moment?
Yeah, so we listen every morning, and the boys beside me usually get them right. I'm not great at it, but I've got their help today anyway.
Okay, excellent stuff. David, who would you, Jack, Hugo and Liam like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Yeah, so we had a big discussion, a debate about this, but we're going to go with Rebecca today.
Oh,
Rebecca,
lads,
off
thank
to
you.
The soundproof booth. Let's get a Matchy Matchy with Malahide. Okay, guys, are we ready?
Yeah.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy is straw.
Berry.
Strawberry. Who's whispering in the background?
I got all of them. I got all of them. Here.
All the help. Okay, your next word is chat.
GPT.
Chat. GPT. And your third word is finger. I love the whispering.
Fingernail.
Okay, you're
locked
saying
in, locked in.
You're saying straw. You're locking them in. You don't even want me to repeat them, no. Strawberry, ChatGPT, and fingernail. Are you happy?
Yeah.
We're locking them in. Okay, here we go. No messing around there. They're locked in, and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from sound. Soundproof booth, welcome back, my love. How was the soundproof booth this morning?
Yeah, really nice and fresh. There was a scarf in there.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
very
wintry
good.
Showers
yeah,
expected
need it today,
Brendan.
With sleet outside, I think.
This is it.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Malahide this morning is straw.
Oh. Strawberry.
Your second word is chat.
Chat GPT.
And your third word is finger.
Ooh. I'm gonna say finger food.
Have you got a matchy matchy with the lads in Malahide this morning? So close.
Are you serious? Lads, you're joking.
You both said strawberry and ChatGPT. The guys went with fingernail. I thought we were going to do it there.
Excellent. Fingernail was brilliant. Close. I was going to say finger puppet.
Finger puppet, yeah.
Sorry, very random.
Finger food was brilliant, and so was fingernail. David, Jack, so Hugo and Liam, it was a close one this morning. Yeah. Great job, everyone. Thank you so much for playing. Say that again.
We're devastated.
Well, look, you did a great job. You did yourselves proud. We're going to send you a 90 FM goodie bag. No need for the devastation, guys. You did so great.
Well done, guys. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye, guys. So close. Will we do it tomorrow? Fingers crossed. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy, we'd love to have you on. If you listen and you're like, I'd love a go at that.
Would you have said finger food?
Yes, if you would have. WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 989898.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big.
98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a painful world record.
Yes, you'll be clutching yourself in a moment. First, though, somebody's paid for the bus in Leeds using a coin that's more than 2,000 years old.
Did they accept it?
Well, they did. So this happened back in the 1950s, right? But it's taken until now for experts to figure out what type of coin it was.
Right.
So the artifact was minted by people who were around, and this is beyond my comprehension, in 814 BC.
Oh my gosh.
That is how old this silver coin is.
Oh, I have so many questions.
Yeah, so basically when the driver finished their shift back in the day, they noticed that the coin had unusual markings and they handed it over to the chief cashier. Mm. They then investigated. The coin sat in the box for decades until it was then identified, and it's now being passed over to Leeds museums and galleries.
I'd say it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's worth, but it's 2,000 years old. But it did get me thinking.
Yeah.
The coins that we use today will probably be ancient artifacts by the time we can tap to pay on the bus here. Thank you. Finally, we'll never let it rest.
Yeah, I know.
Every year they're like, oh, it'll be here in 5 years, 3 years. It's just like, where is it?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I know. I'm like, we put a man on the moon. Can we not pay?
Can we not tap to get on the bus? It's so embarrassing when people come here.
Yeah. My brother visited a few weeks ago and he lives in Scotland and he couldn't get over.
Yeah, but like, sorry, lads, we've no train from the airport. You can get the bus, but no, you can't tap your phone. finally this morning. Finally this morning, a Finnish man has broken the world record.
What?
For pulling a carriage with his nipples.
Sorry, hang on a second.
No, lads, I watched this
video.
Sorry,
did you just say pulling a carriage?
Pulling a carriage with his nipples.
No.
I watched this video this morning and I was basically cupping my chest, right? Now, he is a professional circus performer.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, he is a professional circus performer, but he must have very thick skin.
Yeah.
Right? So he's known as the Baron. And he took on the challenge live on TV.
Oh, my God.
The carriage weighed a whopping 2,184 pounds. Very, very heavy.
Yeah.
It kind of looked a bit like what you might have, you know, like a fancy sort of... if you have a fancy funeral and the horses carry the coffin on a carriage, it kind of looked like that.
He pulled out with his nipples.
And there was a person sitting on that. There was barrels as well.
There was a person sitting there as well.
So the Baron has both nipples pierced and he clipped a hook through each one. And each one then is attached to a rope which pulled the carriage.
Oh, I actually feel sick.
No, I know. Here is the moment he completed his nipple pull on TV.
World's strongest nipples, all right.
Did that person hear those nipples, all right?
No, he went, world's strongest nipples, all right. The Baron previously broke the world record for the heaviest weight lifted by nipples. In 2013, he lifted the equivalent of 36 bags of sugar and held them for over 8 seconds. No, I'm in pain.
I just can't.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98 FM, Rebecca and Brendan on The Big Breakfast.
Now, our next guest is a man who's been getting us up off the sofa and moving for decades. A true fitness icon whose colourful energy and feel-good workouts woke us all up on morning television for years. And in great news, he's with us this morning and he's coming to Dublin. Mr. Motivator, how are you?
You know what? You read that so well. That almost sounded like like it came out the heart.
It did come from the heart.
Listen, you know what? I'm having the time of my life because, you know, what I do for a living is the best job in the world. That's number one. Number two, when you exercise and move your body, you feel so good. Mm. And I reckon I'm still only 12 years of age.
Well, listen, that's the key to life is moving and enjoying yourself. What keeps you so motivated, Mr. Motivator?
You know, I tell you what, I get so many people come up to me at train stations, on the buses. Well, I don't go on the buses, but in the road, right, saying to me, that's because of you, I did the following. And those words are really important. In fact, for all of us, can you imagine if someone turns around to you and say, because of you, I changed direction. Because of you, I've improved my life, my fitness. Because of you, I've come back from the edge. And I get that so many times. And that's what uplifts me. And when you give the older person a little bit of a nugget of information and they can now get out the chair much easier or their balance improves, come on. Mm. I've got every reason to stay alive for the next 40 years.
Yeah, love that energy. You are coming to Dublin for Wellfest later on this year. Yes. What can people expect?
Oh my goodness, you know, I did it 2 years ago. I'm surprised they actually took me out the next year. Maybe I was too popular. but listen, with me, I don't do star jumps and burpees. Mm. I do them in some of the classes, but when you get lots of people together, it's important to give them a kind of party feeling. So I choose music from the 70s, 80s, early 90s, music that really kind of, the words motivate you. You haven't got to get the dictionary out to figure out what they're talking about. And really, it's all about doing things where from the cradle to the grave, everyone feels like they can do some of what I'm doing. And that's the important thing, is to make exercise more fun than anything else, rather than the seriousness of it. And if you make it fun, people leave with a great feeling.
Yeah, that's very true. Mr. Motivator, if you had to pick one song that's your number one go-to track to work out to, what would it be?
That's dead easy. McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. The words are great. You know, I mean, everybody knows the words and it does uplift you. And I tell you what, during lockdown, it was one of the main songs that kept me going. Yes, I was busy like crazy, but everything I did, right, I always tend to finish it off with that song because to me, it's uplifting, motivational, and it reflects what life is all about.
Yeah. Mr. Motivator, you're known for your very bright, colourful, loud outfits. I can see some of them hanging behind you there. When Mr. Motivator's on a day off, does Derek dress the same?
Always. You know what? Never, ever change who you are, right? A lot of people, right, they go, oh, I must be in disguise. Listen, I'm true to me. I like Mr. Motivator. Mm. I get up every day and I love me. And I say to everybody out there, you have got to love yourself first. And if you love yourself first, it means you're going to care for you because you are you're the first property that you ever got given where you didn't have to pay for it. And that property, if you look after it, it's going to pay you dividends in years to come. And every single person listening to me right now should say to themselves, look, I've got family that loves me. And if you don't have that, love yourself. Right? And then on top of that, every day when you get up, look in that mirror and tell yourself how fabulous you are.
I just love your energy.
Incredible life advice. Mr. Motivator, have you ever done a motivational podcast? Is that something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, I've just finished filming. It's an 8-part series. It's going to be going on to series 2 now. What it is, it's called On Your Bike. And what it is, I turn up at a celebrity's home, 2 bikes, electric bikes, and we go for a ride. And we talk about life. And I'm not interested in who they're sleeping with. We're interested in their well-being. And so we talk about the low points and the high points. We stop at a park bench, we have a chat, then on the bike and go off riding again. And it's going to be launched very soon.
Wow.
Excellent stuff. Mr. Motivator, before we let you go, we have to say that we obviously watched you on TV over the years, especially GMTV in the 90s.
Yeah.
We're big fans of one Lorraine Kelly. Is she as lovely in real life as she is on the telly?
Let me tell you something. I've been around television now for over 30 years. I've not forged any real friendship with anyone in television because a lot of them are just, they forget that they go to the bathroom like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine is one of those people who is as, what you see is what you get, right? And so therefore you can't help but warm towards her. She hasn't forgotten her roots, where a lot of celebrities, they do. They forget they have constipation the same as you and I, right? And I hate the way they behave, right? And I like being around people who reflect what life is all about. And that is, treat people with respect. And remember this, Maya Angelou said, people may forget what you said, may forget what you did, but they will never forget how you make them feel. And that's what I tried to do, and that's how Lorraine is.
That's so lovely, such a lovely way to live your life, and lovely words for Lorraine. We are huge fans of Lorraine here at 98FM's Big Breakfast. And before we let you go, we would love some parting motivational words for anyone listening for why they need to go to Wellfest to see you live.
You know what? In life, right, we get the opportunity to do something that's going to make you feel good. Not just for the moments that you do that thing, but for hours afterwards. I try to create an atmosphere where people, if they move with me for 30 minutes, that 30 minutes, and scientists will tell you that, if that 30 minutes is uplifting, motivational, make you feel good, it lasts not just for 30 minutes. It will last for the whole day with you. So come and spend 30 minutes with me and be uplifted, feel good, and remember, you've only got one life. And if you look after it, it's going to last you a lifetime.
Excellent stuff, Mr. Motivator. An absolute pleasure to speak with you on 98FM's Big Breakfast this morning. We can see you live at Wellfest in Dublin this May. Tickets are on wellfest.ie. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I wish you well.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.